Now, after we've worked on some measures of this, we've made some noises, let's just do the discussion. Okay? I've heard lots of really neat and interesting responses via email. Thank you for those of you that are throwing in your two cents and giving me stuff to think about. I will just throw out some things that have been said, but anonymously, that way we don't have that way we don't bias anything in here. But let me see if I can get my email to pull up. Okay, so one comment was, obviously, this is a song that has never been barbershopped before, but that's the reason why they think we should perform at contests. Having gone to lots of district contests in the past, an audience member that hears something new is really refreshing. Some years you can hear three or four choruses sing the same song. That seems tedious. Okay? They say a few other things in there, but that's sort of the gist of that. Let me get here to a different something here. So what's the hook? The hook is to perform the songs, draw the judges and the audience to what they're hearing and seeing on stage. And we can do this if the chorus sings confidently, but also looks confident. We will have to commit to the piece. If we have no expression or a full understanding of the piece, it's not going to help the judges nor the audience understand what we're singing about. So what story are we trying to tell? That's just some thoughts overall. Let me plop over here to a different one. The May night is Mr. Keller's observations clearly identify the risk rewards of using the song for contests. There's potential to be realized or otherwise, pending our rendition of the piece. However, that probably can be said for most arrangements. Presentation is becoming an even larger factor in achieving satisfactory scoring. It should be understood that good presentation is desired with every song in every venue, whether it's scored or not, not just for a couple of contest songs. And that ultimately defines who we are and what we want to be. So if we, more or less as a group, feel we only have to work hard on a couple of context songs and then accept lackadaisical production for everything else, that will also define who we are. So basically they're saying, I commit to giving my best to participate all the time, whether we're scored or not, and those should be our goals, always onward and upward. So they didn't really have necessarily a huge commitment one way or another to songs, but saying that has to be the rationalization and attitude we bring towards everything. And there's a few others in here, but I just thought that those were all just meaningful and interesting things to pass along. So, yes, Norm.
I am for May 9th. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
The diction was, yes, meticulously well done.
Well, we know no one else is going to be singing this one.
It would definitely be a song on our own. That is for certain, yes.
And that could be good.
It could be. I mean, obviously, there's pros and cons to it. When I took this song upon, I wanted a couple things. It was during COVID, I was stuck at home without a job, and it was a challenge to see if I could take a piece of Brahms and make it into a barbershop. So that was what really sort of spurred it on. But then two, I knew that this would be able and allow us to focus on a lot of very technical things, which I think will behoove the group. Now, that does not mean that it's automatically a good contest piece. It means that it's a great piece to work on technique, and it fit in really well with the theme of a time-traveling show, and to do something from way back when, and to do that. So, I mean, that was the impetus. It was never, when I did it, it was more of a challenge and something for us to work on that could be a really neat unique song all to us. That was the whole point. Never necessarily to take it to contest. So anyway, that's just my own background, just throwing it out there for you. Yes, Gary.
I got a story to pass along, and I hope that we won't not keep that long, but there's only a few of you here that would remember this. But back in the day, quartet that I was in went into contest, and at that time there were four judging categories. The toughest one was the one with the least points, called arrangement. You either had plus 4 or minus 4, plus maximum 20, score negative 20, you're disqualified. Okay? The court that I was in, we did parity, wasn't all that good, we weren't that great. We got a minus 19 on scientific. Okay? I hold companionship with the baritone in the quartet that won that contest because their song also got a minus 19. That quartet was Quadratic Equation. The baritone was David Wright. And the song was Old St. Louis. That song has become so popular, it's almost a polka song anymore. But at that time, the judging did not think it fit barbershop standards. So the lesson here is challenge yourself, as has been pointed out, I think Eric pointed that out in his letter, you know, to expand. We're not so opinionated that we think we've got a chance to blow everybody away, but we certainly can go and make an impression on people with something that hasn't been had or tried before.
Very good point.
I gotta work more than reading.
Stories are always good.
Yeah, I was reading all the others as to what it is, and I realized that if we sing all the right notes, probably in the right timing, I'll bet we'll score at least as well as we have on any other contest we've been in. I don't think they're going to knock us down for this particular song. The interesting thing is we have potential for them to listen to us because they haven't heard it before. And if we do it well, we might even get more points. But I doubt we're going to drop from a C to a D or below whatever level. We're hanging in at a D level almost. And I don't think we're going to drop that far down with this if we sing all the right notes. So then it behooves us to try and do it better.
Judges can afford too.
Well, right. I mean, that's always been. I mean, I struggled when I was, you know, a high school director, always trying to find music to take to all the different contests and show choir competitions and everything that wasn't what you knew you're going to hear three or four times, you know, through the rest of the day. Same thing like when I'm at auditions for musicals. There's always like the one, whatever the popular show is at the time. You're going to hear that song like 500 times that night in the auditions. And what do you remember? You remember the ones that pick something different. And so, I mean, there is, I mean, it's sort of a psychology game, but it's true. If you hear the same thing over and over again, it does. You tend to kind of stop listening after the third or fourth time you've heard that song. So there is that sort of factor. So we don't need to belabor the point. I think we all sort of have an opinion. Basically, we know that there's going to be risk involved. We know that technically it's a challenging piece. To make it sound the way that it needs to sound so that we do well, it's going to take the kind of level of work that we were kind of just doing and probably even more so until we get to contest. So what I want to know from you is that what you want to do? In addition to other songs, of course, but do you want to do that level of work on this piece? Do you find this piece interesting and likable enough that you can put up with it for another, what is it, 4 or 5 months till we get to contest? Or is this going to be a drag or make it not fun for you or whatever? I don't know. Whatever the unspoken somethings might be. Because I'm sure there are some of you that maybe it's probably not your favorite piece ever to sing. And that is okay. I mean, we all will not enjoy every single song the same way. But what I want to know is, do we want to commit the work to this for the next 4 or 5 months, or is it time to switch our gears because we need the time to work on whatever it is we're going to do for contest and to do good work? Now, I'm going to do the same level of work in whatever our contest songs are. I'm not saying if you pick something else that we're not going to do this level of work, but what I guess I'm trying to get at is, do you like the song enough, and do you think that we can get there with it, that we commit to it?
I think it matters how many people we have. For either song, does it change which?
Sure. Yeah. I get you.
That's the second thing that happened. Determine is how right. many people are going
yeah.
to.
Yeah. And I do have emails from people who said, I'm not going to be here tonight, but I'm planning on going to contest. So I've got a few of those emails. But yes, we do need to have a strong commitment so that we know exactly what our voice mixture is heading into contest. A very good point, Ellie. Thank you. Did you have your hand up, Larry?
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what song we take, but it's going to take the work for whatever, what you said, whatever song we take, we're going to have to work section by section by section to get it contestable yes. to what we want it to be, so we don't embarrass ourselves up on stage.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to sing it better than us.
Here we go, Gary. Gary is always the eternal optimist. I love Gary. He's got a great way of looking at everything.
But everything you want to do crazy bunch of things. Thank you.
But everything that we're learning, all the techniques that we learn for the main night, as difficult as it is, improves all the rest of the music we sing.
That's the key, right?
So, I like the main night. I think we ought to go with it. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're motivated. We like the song. We're motivated. Make it really good as you can. And in the process, we're going to learn how to work harder. Because we don't work hard on a lot of things.
And you will let us sing other barbershop songs the rest of the year, too.
This would not be the only song we're focusing on. Correct. Yes.
To the point about how many people are going to participate in anything like that, certainly we need more people. Go out and recruit. But I would point out that Central Standard, when they first competed with it in there with very small bars, and they did very, very well.
Yep.
Westminster also.
Yeah.
They came up with 24 guys and almost won just the international.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always make
no. It is definitely quality over quantity. There's also some chords and types of music that work better with either larger sounds, or you have to be careful on what your repertoire is. But we definitely want there to be good numbers, and we want this chorus to be vital and vibrant and growing.
Well, one thing larger choruses do is they can sing softer because they can sing louder. And then have other good. Right. Just, I don't say they have a chorus within a chorus, but they have a chorus within a chorus.
Yeah.
And it really gives the dynamics
yes.
a lot more. But that doesn't mean that this chorus couldn't at least have the dynamic
right. Okay. Yep.
And this song takes the dynamics.
It does. It really does.
Well, to Lyle's point, this is nothing that any other choir is doing right now. Mm-hmm. They are focusing in. Mm-hmm. And we're going through that next step. And so we are doing nothing that any other choir within the district is not already doing. Mm-hmm. It's just a different approach for us. Mm-hmm. So I like what I'm hearing. I like the buy-in. Comments, and like being candid, so we have to have that open communication. If you don't feel you're going to buy into it, mm-hmm. it's going to show. Let me see. John.
I don't think we can do it. I don't think we have the technical skill, the manpower to do it, and I just want to know that
yep.
it's too dang much work to do on something that we probably catch so many.
Yep.
I'm old and I'm set in my ways. I
yep.
like barbers now.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really a barber shop.
I appreciate the feedback. Thank you for speaking up. Brian.
I'm going to speak as a drama guy and preface my statement with, I love the music, I love the challenge. I love you guys and the history that you have. I agree that you wouldn't take any one of us wouldn't step out on the format and try to do a gymnastics routine. Something's going to break. We're not that flexible anymore. These faces don't emote like they used to. And we may be thinking romance and tragedy, but it's a stone. And if I were to audition people for a part in a play, a lot of us would be out on the first call. So
Yep.
I kind of agree. I think it's out of our range. I would love to see it done. I think it can be thrilling. And the arrangement is just gorgeous. But yeah, that would be my feeling too.
Good. Thank you, Brian.
As a lead, I don't find it to be difficult to sing. I don't know if the other artists find that this is really difficult as long as sing.
I think that there's some ranginess to some of the parts, and I don't think that anyone has necessarily said it's difficult to sing, but maybe to do the interpretation to John's point, I mean, because it is a little outside of the box and not the traditional barbershop, that is less fun to sing? Am I interpreting it correctly? Yeah.
I think it's fun to sing just because it is, it's taken a chance and it's really given the audience and the judges something new to think about.
Sure.
I mean, so if they don't like it, fine. We, you know, make a mark just by doing something that no one else is doing.
Yeah.
Army Hawks were famous for doing new stuff. They were the first people to put a costume on the contest stage. They were the first ones to do any boobs marching around on stage. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to innovate and do something new just to make the art form better.
I was going to say, this chorus in the past scored best in the battles. This is. And that took the storytelling physically as well as vocally. And I know there's a lot of new people in the course that haven't experienced that. But basically, ballads have been a better genre than up to.
Go ahead.
As far as the ballad, I mean, and as far as the drama or emoting or getting our emotion, we have just as much if we do the other song, When Somebody Loved Me. There's still got to be a lot of emotion and facial expression and change in mood. We go from glad to sad. So I guess I don't see how May Night is that much different than the other one when it comes to challenging us.
I think the difference is that it's the chord progressions are a little bit more barbershop traditional, and that the text is obviously more contemporary and more easily relatable. I think that for someone who's never heard the song before, to have words like warbles and cooing doves and pale drowsy light, I mean, that's not necessarily language that you usually find in the barbershop idiom, nor is it something that people are as exposed towards. So,
but they might hear wobbles.
They might hear wobbles.
Wobbles, yeah.
And I can relate to wobbles quite well myself. So.
Going costume 18430s.
You know, it's actually been a dream of mine to have a custom-made attire for this course. I've always actually wanted us to have tails and have the inside part of the tails actually be like our orange.
Cool.
Have, you know, blue pocket silk, yeah. and such, but that would take some money. But I have always and spats, orange spats.
Orange.
I've always wanted to have orange spats. So that's been a thing in my brain, which would look wonderful with the song. But
we're glad you told us that now.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
That's how I'm trying to keep people from auditioning for the chorus.
I think a personal passion for singing a song is what you have to dig for to be successful.
Yep.
I don't think we lost much of our passion for that other song.
When Somebody Loved.
Yes, I mean, I was just listening to three of our contest renditions of it online, and I don't sing that again.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that it's what I want to just snap towards. If we need to make a change, there might be others out there that we could whip up quickly and maybe still have a little familiarity with. I don't have enough history with the group to know those types of things. And what's really hard is that we came off of basically almost 2 years of not having real contests or real places to learn repertoire, and we were doing things just to get by. You know, we were doing disco songs for Love Boat, you know, so that we could have a fun and interesting show, something that we could enjoy doing together and that maybe the audience would find fun to come along with the rights. But those are not songs that we would take to contest, you know, and then we didn't have a Christmas show. We kind of put together a couple just recordings and sent that out and asked for donations. So we've come off of two very weird years where the repertoire choices have been what I thought we needed to do to keep us active and have fun and not necessarily just have everyone run to the hills or stop attending. Just have something fun that we could work on and stay together as a group. So that's put us maybe at a bit of a disadvantage coming into to now where we're trying to kick things back up.
Every other course would want to do that too.
True, but, and I mean this with the utmost total respect, but there are some courses that do not take maybe as long as our particular course does in learning new repertoire. Now, you still got to finesse and work on things for a long time, but for us, new songs, it just takes a little bit longer for that to become second nature for us. That I don't mean that in any sort of disparaging way. I think we all maybe can agree that new songs for us take a little bit longer, and memorization for a lot of us is that's a task. You've been silent now. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
That's enough.
And if you're not comfortable, you can say that too. I'd love to know just what's going on in your head.
What too?
We're all looking.
And if I'm putting you on a spot that makes you uncomfortable, I hope you'd say something.
Answer by saying this. I would like to talk with you and with that guy in person for about 3 minutes after play.
Sure.
I'd rather come up
on this. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no problem. Ben.
I would love to do You Will Be Loved.
Well, that is definitely so not a barbershop piece. And that would definitely not fly. But thank you. I appreciate that.
That's so bold.
That is very bold. That is definitely not a barbershop piece.
I
love it.
Yeah.
You won.
Right? Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. I don't want to take up our entire evening doing this, but Gene, I haven't heard from you yet.
This is a good song.
May I?
It's a good song.
Okay.
And as far as the traditional barbershop is what I sang 20 years ago, and this stuff now is no good. And it's what I sang 30 years ago, and this stuff now is no good. That's traditional barbershop guys. When they came in, that was the time that everything was great. And on back then, a lot more people were singing. That's why we had bigger choruses and stuff too. This is a good song. It's a good song.
In the early 70s, my quartet sang A Tree in the Meadow. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, just the two rings, you can't sing that in barbershop.
Yep.
And you did well.
David?
When we first started it, I heard a lot of people griping. I just felt like, I hope we never sing this song again. And as we learned it and got into it, now I hear a lot of people saying, you know, I really like this.
Hmm.
And we've come to love it, at least both of us.
I like it.
Yeah. And, now I really like it. And I don't think it's, I don't think it's bad for contests. I'd go with it anytime.
Okay. I think we've heard, obviously, no matter what song we pick, it's not going to be everyone's favorite. What I want to know is, do we want this for the next, like I said, 4 or 5 months, and do we want to maybe keep this as a part of our sort of regular repertoire? That's kind of the biggest question at hand. Do we want to continue to work on this? Is this what we want to do for contest? And I appreciate so much both Brian and John for in the light of at least what has been said most tonight has been a contrary opinion, and I appreciate you for standing up and saying that, and I hope that you don't just readily dismiss that. I hope that you listen to that and that you can mold that on your brain so that we can make a decision together. It doesn't have to be that we're going to Win Somebody Love Me, but is this what we want to try to do, or do we want to switch gears and do something else? I think that's the question at hand. Do you have anything else you want to throw in, Eldon? Otherwise, do you want to facilitate this?
Before we go to that, but I go to Elliot's point, we need to know who's going to be available. And go from there as well. That may influence some decisions by us. So we don't have everybody that received notices of several people. Like you said, that said they would be able to make it, even though they weren't here as well. So,
what do you know at this point in time about any specific things that they're going to do that we may not be allowed to sing, or people may not be allowed to sing, as far as the COVID thing?
We don't know so far.
At this point, there's nothing.
Okay, this one,
you mean like, okay, I understand what you're asking us. Restrictions.
My guess is by the time we get to contest by October, unless things really go south, there probably won't be any restrictions that we're aware of, if as long as KU doesn't require any restrictions. It won't come from the district, is what I'm saying. It'll probably come from the venue, if any.
KU in the city of Florida.
Yeah. And I don't know what their restrictions are now, so I'm not sure.
I would say, and I shot a quick note to Jeff, the IMVP. At this point, there's no discussion. Probably won't be for the next several months from the board standpoint. Right now, as we alluded to, it would be depend on the venue itself, what kind of restrictions we have. Right now, if you go to the district website, that's probably what is going to be in place at the time, as far as what they're going to be asking of folks. But as I already alluded to, it all depends on what's happening at the university and at the city level. But for those who are here, who will be able to join us for that meeting? I have another tenor that'll be available. Mm-hmm. So I'd say.
Is Brandon Eldon with us?
I'll have to get back to you.
And just in case, we should keep that COVID-19 song.
Right? There is part of me that would love to do something like that. A lot. But
probably wouldn't qualify as a
it would, you know what? The audience would have fun. We'd be like the Miss Congeniality of choruses.
Oh yeah. That's who cares if we're disqualified. Yeah. And we've done it.
Right? Right, yes, when you win, that's the song you sing, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Why they don't do that?
Right, right. Yeah. Sure. Okay, so I think I saw most every hand. I'm not trying to point people out, but Glenn, you're maybe not. Okay, and who else was a, I don't think I'm going, yet, Herb? Okay, thank you. Was there anyone else that not?
I'm not either, but I'm not sure if I'm going to sing.
Sure, okay. Okay, everyone else is a yay? Hey, okay, good. So we'll pull the, like I said, we do have like 4 or 5 emails of people that said they're going, they're just not here tonight, but we'll.
Rich Rubin won't be there.
I'm sorry?
Rich Rubin won't be there.
Oh, will not be there? Rich Wielden? Okay. That's right, you know, I remember him saying something, you're right, yes, Rich Wielden is not.
But Bruce said he would.
Yeah, he said that a few weeks ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
I got a confirmation.
Good. Okay. So,
I mean, I don't want to sway, and I mean, I think that you're all comfortable. I mean, I can leave the room if you want to talk about this song, because I don't want any of you to think that you're hurting my feelings or anything. I mean, does anyone feel? I don't think anyone feels that way, do they? But I'm happy to leave if you want to either have more discussion or do a vote without me or anything like that.
You did a beautiful job arranging this.
Well, no, and I do not take anything you said in a negative manner. So
I just don't understand it in context.
Yep, I totally understand that. Yes, Elliot.
That number of people, I say we bet on ourselves to do it as well as we can. If we did it as well as we did last 2 weeks ago, when we were just singing it for no reason, that was really good. And I think we can take that and make it even better. I think we should bet on ourselves on it.
So,
why don't we call for the question?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really cares. But I'm just gonna go away so that I'm not influencing
it. Right. Now that he's out of the room.
let me have it. No. The question is, as a chorus, do we want to commit to the main line?
Right.
One thing you'll think is Bob King kind of expressed the same opinion that I just for your
yes, I've got his
plan. The email said that he would go and sing if he could.
Yeah, well, if you decide to sing this, I'll do my best.
That was my other question, is once we arrive at one of the, does that cost the city council or one of our choices?
I'll say it if, you know, it's, I would choose to say it, but if the group chooses to, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'll try to sing a certain percentage of the notes, but I'm more singing the wrong ones.
How about the chords?
You go for the best chords, and then the song, yeah. You sing it. You go for the best chords. So,
pick out the whole line.
Yes, Glenn.
You're asking us to commit to singing this song. What exactly does that mean? Because I'm saying that we all know what we're doing now at practices, but what does that mean as far as at home? Well, what does that mean? We've got to step it up a notch. We've got to do something different, because if we don't, I don't think we're going to achieve what we'd like to achieve in coming here and going home and then coming here again without doing additional work and having the song go. We don't have to worry about the words, we don't have to worry about the notes. We're concentrating on it. That doesn't happen, in my opinion, just by coming every week here.
And that's been alluded to as well.
Yeah, that's a good point as far as I'm concerned. Work at home.
But I personally have been very impressed with the work we've done the weeks following the show. I feel if we could have done what we are doing now during the show, world of difference in some of the songs.
Sure.
The commitment, yes. Everybody learns differently. Everything, you know, we have different curves and committing to the song is number one. Is pretty much what we've been working. How do you visualize that song through this and how you're singing the piece? If we can put together any song like we've been singing these last couple of weeks, we can do very well. Very well. With the judges and the audience. The question was asked to me, does the audience reaction sometimes influence the judges?
In theory, the judges are supposed to reflect how the audience receives your singing of the song.
don't think that's true.
Absolutely.
It's like that is theory. They are in their own little world, and if my experience of judges, you'll never know. And there will be, you know, those who give you solid tens, and well, here's the five.
But they always have said, if you win the audience, you do win the judges.
Well, one thing for sure, if we sing the main night well, they're not going to be able to say, oh, the ambassador is something better. They're not going to be able to compare us to anyone else.
Yeah, that's true, right? So, yeah, in that respect, going back to your question, I think if we can, out of the audience, the judges will see that, and it is hard. I think it can be emotional, or the audience, where they may not clap what they're up to. But at the same time, they can still feel here.
The best way you'll know is at the end of the song, if they don't start clapping right away. Just because then they're involved and they say,
Yeah. And I think we have that possibility. But again,
yes, we have that possibility.
So, does that answer your question, Clint?
Well, I personally think that we're going to need some help on how to practice at home, what to do, and maybe even be have to come before you or him and prove that we are doing what we say we're doing, because I'm not so sure that we're putting in the time and the effort that other groups are putting in as individuals or as different groups or whatever. So I don't know that without something changing, I'm very leery that we'll be able to do what we think we can and well, and we're saying.
Thank you. It's a learning process. There are ways to get around. We have coaches come in. Coaches come in, we have to talk and stuff. That's another level to learn.
The main thing, we're amateur singers. I mean, but professional singers do some things that, you know, that they use their voices in a certain way. And Brent is giving us that every day, every time we're here. Mm-hmm. But we're not, and it's hard for amateur singers to internalize that, such that every time we sing, we always use those techniques. If everybody makes a commitment to learn those techniques and to make their voice sound and those vocal tones and things the way we're learning, if you just do that all the time, the whole chorus will sound fabulous.
I guess the number one thing is let's do recordings.
I have something for you, and then I call for a vote.
All right. So,
you got to tell them what it is.
It's 2 cents.
You got about everybody's your help.
So, at this point, we've heard some great comments, and again, candid conversations that we need, critical conversations we've had. So, at this point, let's call for the vote. If we are going to commit to the May night, I need to show hands. Who's willing to do it?
I'm voting no. Not in the contest.
Okay. All right. I say we do it.
Yeah. Can I?
Yes.
I hope those who have concerns will not drop out.
No, we still love it.
We want everybody here.
Yeah.
And
but it's going to be more than just this song.
That gets me. I think you're worth it. We're thinking about praising God for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it we choose for the other contest song?
Yes.
I think it's going to be just as hard for me to reach the level that's needed as my is for me to reach on May 9th.
Each song will have.
And if the two that we take to contest, after the judges' scores come out, take a look between the two of them. All of these concerns we think we have now.
We usually score pretty similar in both songs.
I kept track of these courses. I've been out here 20 years. I kept track of these courses for 20 years.
I love that.
I know the good ones and the bad ones.
That was interesting.
I do think it's important that we know what this secret song is going to be.
Yeah, I agree. All right. We can discuss that and get that out to you, I think.
Which one is the second versus the first? Is May 9th one of those?
May 9th will be one.
But
I'm thinking Praise God Today is going to be our option.
I thought that was already.
But that also comes with challenges that we can do. There are things that we can do with that song that we didn't do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
That can spice that up.
Not dancing,
though. Not dancing for it. Not everybody dances. Not everybody dances, but just small things. So, great. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's.